This is the Sakar Merli of the 16th of June 2026. Essence. Sweet children, you are now true Raj Yogis. You are also called Raj Rishis. Raj Rishis means those who are pure. Question. When will you children be able to pull people out of the quicksand of Ravan? Answer. When you yourselves have come out of that quicksand. The sign of those who have come out of the quicksand is that they are free from all desires. They remember nothing but the One Father. There shouldn't be any greed for good clothes or good food. You have total simplicity. You have even forgotten those bodies of yours. Nothing belongs to me. I am a soul. Only such soul-conscious children can pull people out of the quicksand of Ravan. Song. You are the ocean of love. We thirst for one drop. Om Shanti. Sometimes, when this song was played, people were asked the meaning of it. Now, tell me, since when did you forget the way? Some said from the Copper Age, and some said from the Golden Age. Those who say that they have forgotten the way from the Copper Age are wrong. You forgot the way from the Golden Age. It is now that you find the one who can show you the way. In the Golden Age, you don't know the one who can show you the way. No one there knows the Father. That is, they have forgotten him. Even to forget him is fixed in the drama. Therefore, he has now come to show you the way. They say, God, show us the way. We have forgotten the Father since the Golden Age. Baba asks you these questions in order to make you use your intellects. This knowledge is unique. Only the Father is the ocean of knowledge. The Father tells you personally, face to face, only I am the ocean of knowledge and the ocean of happiness. You only know that the purifier truly is only the One Father. Even those on the path of devotion believe this. The pure worlds are the land of peace and the land of happiness. There is the land of happiness and the land of sorrow for each half of the cycle. You children know this very well. The Father is the ocean of love, and this is why everyone calls out to him as the Father. However, they have forgotten who he is and how he comes. It is a matter of 5,000 years ago when it truly was the kingdom of the deities. There is salvation in the Golden Age. But who can tell how degradation comes about? Only the Father comes and tells you that you have been in a state of degradation since the Copper Age, and that this is why you call out. You understand that this is not a new thing. The Father comes every cycle. The incorporeal Father is now explaining to you souls. No one knows his own soul. No one is able to tell you how his whole part is recorded in a soul. They would never say that they have become that many times and have played that part. they don't know this drama at all. Although they speak of hundreds of thousands of years, it is still a drama. At least they say that this drama repeats. Only the Father personally gives this knowledge to you children. He is speaking to you through this mouth. You know that Shiv Baba has made you belong to him, and that he has made you into Brahmins through Brahma. This one is Shiv Baba's child and also his wife. Look how many children are being looked after. Because this one is male, Saraswati has been made into a helper to help look after the children. These things are not mentioned in the scriptures. This is practical. Only the Father taught Raj Yoga, and those who were taught Raj Yoga became kings and took 84 births. Many people study the Bible, the Quran, the Vedas, and the scriptures, but they don't understand anything. You are not the yogis who have yoga with the elements. You have yoga with the Father. That is, you remember the Father. You are now Raj Yogis. You are Raj Rishis. That is, Yogi Raj, title of a great yogi. Those who are pure are called yogis. You have become yogis to claim the kingdom of heaven. First of all, the Father says, become pure. Such a soul is called a yogi. All of you are Raj Yogis. This refers to you Brahmins who are the mouth-born creation of Brahma. You are being taught Raj Yoga. Therefore, you are students. Would students ever forget their teacher? You know that Shiv Baba is teaching you. However, in spite of that, Maya makes you forget. You forget the teacher who teaches you. Only when you understand that God is teaching you can there be that intoxication. Students studying for the ICS have so much intoxication. You children are studying the education of Raj Yoga for 21 births. You will also have to study later in the Golden Age. You will have a princely education and also learn the language, etc. You children understand that you forget the way from the start of the Golden Age. You then come down one step in every birth. You have now remembered everything about how you ascend and how you descend. Remember this ladder very well. We have completed 84 births, and we now have to return home, and so there is happiness. This is an unlimited play. Souls are so tiny. Souls become tired from playing their parts, and so they say, Baba, show me the way so that I can rest and attain peace and happiness. When you are in the land of happiness, you have both peace and happiness there. There are no upheavals there. Souls have peace. There are two places of peace, the land of peace and the land of happiness. There is peacelessness in the land of sorrow. This is a study. You know that Baba is taking you to the land of happiness via the land of peace. There is no need for you to be told. You know that you came here to play your parts and that you now have to return. You have this happiness. There is no happiness of peace. We have pleasure and happiness in playing our parts. We know that our sins will be absolved by remembering the Father. Some ask for peace of mind. It is wrong to use these words. No, we are remembering the Father so that our sins can be absolved. The mind cannot remain in peace. No one can stay without doing anything. However, there is the realization that we are claiming the inheritance of purity, peace, and happiness from the Father. Therefore, there should be that happiness. This is a land of sorrow. There cannot be happiness here. People have forgotten the land of peace and that land of happiness. Those who have a lot of money believe that they have happiness. Sannyasis leave their homes and go into forests. There are no upheavals, etc., there, and so they become peaceful. However, that is only for a temporary period. You souls remain peaceful when you stabilize yourselves in your original religion of peace. Here you have to have interaction. You have to play your parts. You come here to act. Each soul definitely has to act. You children understand that the unlimited Father is giving this explanation. Incorporeal God speaks. You now know that you are souls and that your Father is the Supreme Soul. The Supreme Soul means God. Souls call out to him. That Father is the bestower of salvation for all. The Father says, children now become soul conscious. This requires effort. The alloy that has been mixed in you for half this cycle will only be removed by your having remembrance. You have to become real gold. Alloy is mixed into real gold, and then jewellery is made out of that gold. Originally you were real gold, and then alloy was mixed into you. It is now in your intellects that you have played your parts. We are now going to our parents' home. When you return to your parents' home from abroad, there is happiness. You too experience happiness because you know that Baba has brought heaven for you. The gift from the unlimited Father is the unlimited kingdom, which means salvation. Sannyasis prefer the gift of liberation. When someone dies, it is said that he has become a resident of heaven. Sannyasis say that the light has merged into the light in which everyone will become merged. However, that is the place of residence where we souls reside. There is no light or fire in which everyone can become merged. Brahm is the great element where all souls reside. The Father also resides there. He too is just a point. If anyone were to have a vision of a point, he wouldn't be able to understand anything. Many children say, Baba, it is difficult to stay in remembrance. How can we remember a point? We have been remembering the huge form of the lingam for half the cycle. The Father also explains that you cannot worship a point. How would you build a temple to a point? a point cannot even be seen. And this is why they have created big Shivalingams. However, many small saligrams representing souls are made. They are made egg-shaped. Some ask why they were not told earlier that God is a point. The father says, it wasn't in the part to tell you this at that time. Why don't you study for the ICS at the start? There are also rules about how to study. If anyone asks such questions, you can tell them, okay, we will ask Baba, or we will write to a senior teacher and ask her. If Baba wanted to tell you, he would have done so. Otherwise, he says that you will understand as you progress further. He would not tell you everything at once. All of these things are new. The father sits here and tells you the essence of what is in the Vedas and scriptures. These too are fixed on the path of devotion. You will still have to study them again. That path of devotion has to be played. The part of becoming impure too has to be played. They say that they have become trapped in the bog of devotion. Externally, there is a lot of beauty. They give the example of a mirage. Devotion has a lot of attraction. The father says it is like a mirage. They become trapped in that bog. It then becomes difficult for them to get out of it. They become completely trapped in it. Some go to pull others out of it, and they themselves become trapped. Many have been trapped in that way. There are those who were trapped after they heard this knowledge. They listened to it and related it to others and pulled others out of the quicksand. However, then, while moving along, they became trapped themselves. They were such first-class good children. It then becomes very difficult to help them get out. When they forget the father, it takes a lot of effort to pull them out of that bog. No matter how much you explain to them, it doesn't sit in their intellects. You can now understand how far you have come out of the quicksand of Maya, Ravan. The further out of it you come, the more happiness you experience. Those who have come out of it themselves will have the power to pull others out of it. Some are very clever, whereas others are weak when it comes to shooting arrows. There is the example of the Bill, the native, and Arjuna. Arjuna was someone who lived with his guru. Arjuna wasn't just one. It is those who belong to the father and live with the father who are Arjuna. There is a race between those who live with the father and those who live outside. The Bill was someone who lived outside and he went ahead. An example of just one is given, but it refers to many. The arrow is this knowledge. Each one of you can understand for yourself how much you remember the father. Are you remembering anyone else? You don't have the greed to wear good clothes or eat good food, do you? If you wear good things here, they will be reduced there. We have to remain simple here. The father says, you must even forget those bodies of yours. Those are Tamopratan old bodies. you are becoming the masters of the world. Be ignorant of any knowledge of desire. The father says you mustn't wear jewellery here. Why does he say this? There are many reasons for this. If your jewellery is lost, people would say that you have given it to the BKs. And secondly, thieves could even steal it from you while you are moving around. Nowadays there are many women who steal. Even females have begun to loot. Look at the condition of the world. You know that this world is just like a brothel. We are sitting here with Shiv Baba in the temple of Shiva. He is the truth, the living being, and the embodiment of bliss. There is praise of souls. It is the soul who says, I have become the president. I am so-and-so. You souls say, I am a Brahmin. I am claiming my inheritance from Baba. Be soul conscious. It is this that requires effort. This is my so-and-so. This is mine. You remember all of that, but you forget that you souls are brothers. All consciousness of mine has to be removed here. I am a soul, and this one's soul also knows this. The father is explaining, and I am listening. I hear him first. Although I too can relate it, it is for the benefit of the children that I say, always consider it to be Shiv Baba who is explaining. It is you children's duty to churn the ocean of this knowledge. I too am doing what you are doing. How else would I claim number one? However, this one keeps himself incognito. Acha. To you, sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Babdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you, spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana 1. Renounce all consciousness of mine and consider yourself to be a soul. Make effort to remain soul conscious. Remain in complete simplicity. Become completely ignorant of any desire to wear good clothes or eat good food. 2. While playing your part and doing everything, be stable in your original religion of peace. Remember the land of peace and the land of happiness. Forget this land of sorrow. Blessing. May you be a world benefactor and carry out world renewal with the virtues of spiritual intoxication and mercy. In order for you to be a world benefactor, two virtues are essential. One is godly spiritual intoxication, and the other is mercy. If you have spiritual intoxication and mercy equally at the same time, your stage of spirituality is then created. So whenever you carry out a task or you say anything, check whether you have spiritual intoxication and mercy equally. In the pictures of the goddesses, both of these virtues are shown equally. You can become an instrument for world renewal on the basis of this. Slogan: surrender with love your waste thoughts to the Father. This is a real sacrifice. Aviat signal: to remain constantly cheerful, be easy-natured and tolerant. To the extent that you have an easy nature, so your remembrance will also be easy. To the extent that you are clear, that is, clean in every situation, to that extent you will be easy and simple. Whatever you are like, your creation would have those same sanskars. Therefore, become a practical example of every virtue. Om Shanti.